I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Think of the European Union as an exclusive fraternity. Membership is not easy. Add strident politics to the mix, and it can get very complicated. Take Ukraine. It wanted to join the EU, but now its bid is on pause. Why? Well, that's where this story starts. And here to explain is Nina Kuryata with the BBC's Ukrainian service. So Ukraine was supposed to sign this accord later this week with the EU for membership. Now the president's reverse his thinking. What reasons is he giving for this change of heart?
Viktor Yanukovych says that Ukraine can't sign the agreement now, but he is sure at the same time that Ukraine has the European prospect. So the main message is like, we will be in Europe, but not now. He says that Ukraine didn't have enough financial support from the EU. And on the other hand, Russia pressed Ukraine not to sign the agreement.
Can you elaborate on what that means? Russia pressed Ukraine not to sign the agreement.
It was clearly said to the Ukraine governors that if you guys sign the agreement, no more economical and trade relations with Russia can be discussed. So you just refuse to sign the association agreement, and then three sides, I mean Russia, EU and Ukraine, should sit down and discuss it together. That was Russia's point, which was explained today.
And I gather those trade relations hinge heavily on Russian natural gas deliveries to Ukraine, which seem probably pretty critical during winter months. Is that right?
The main tool is Russian gas, because Ukrainian industry depends very much on it. And the other one is Russian market, because, as you know, Russia can ban different goods from Ukraine, like chocolate, cheese, milk products, etc. So the trade wars are being made constantly, and we do not know what to expect next, but the main problem is Russian gas indeed.
So I gather protesters are out again in the streets of Kiev today. Are these protests growing, and what are the protesters saying about all this?
There are a lot of young people who say that they will defend their opinion and they will not give up, because our young people who are protesting now, they consider themselves to be Europeans and they just want to go in this direction. The protest is termless until the problem resolves, as the people say. Yesterday, for example, it was like 10,000 of people, but last Sunday, it was 100,000 of people, and the next Sunday, there will be another big meeting, and we will see how many people attend it.
The Ukrainian prime minister says he doesn't want Ukraine to be a battlefield between Russia and the EU, but this does feel very cold war-like.
Yeah, exactly, it is. And he also said that the students can dream, but they cannot understand the economical reasons. So all Ukrainian governors say that economy is crucial and EU hasn't gave enough money for them. And that is why we should stop and think once again.
I mean, how much more tense will this whole Ukraine-Russia-EU thing get?
Well, nobody knows, but this is definitely, you know, the play on nerves, because the doors of EU are not closed for Ukraine. They're still open. But the Prime Minister, Mykola Azarov, said that Viktor Yanukovych will go to the Vilnius summit, but just to set up the conditions of the three sides negotiations, like Russia, EU and Ukraine. And I don't think European side likes that, because Europe doesn't need Russia in EU-Ukraine negotiations.
Nina Kuryata with the BBC's Ukrainian service, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.